This is the reading for August 10th. Proverb 30. These are the words of Agur, son of Jacob. This is his message to Ithiel and Ucal. I am the most stupid person there is, and I have no understanding. I have not learned to be wise, and I don't know much about God the Holy One. Who has gone up to heaven and come back down? Who can hold the wind in his hand? Who can gather up the waters in his coat? Who has set in place the ends of the earth? What is his name or his son's name? Tell me if you know. Every word of God is true. He guards those who come to him for safety. Do not add to his words, or he will correct you and prove you are a liar. I ask two things from you, Lord. Don't refuse me before I die. Keep me from lying and being dishonest, and don't make me either rich or poor. Just give me enough food for each day. If I have too much, I might reject you and say, I don't know the Lord. If I am poor, I might steal and disgrace the name of my God. Do not say bad things about servants to their masters, or they will curse you and you will suffer for it. Some people curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. Some people think they are pure, but they are really not free from evil. Some people have such a proud look, they look down on others. Some people have teeth like swords. Their jaws seem full of knives. They want to remove the poor from the earth and the needy from the land. Greed has two daughters named Give and Give. There are three things that are never satisfied, really four that never say, I've had enough. The cemetery, the childless mother, the land that never gets enough rain, and fire that never says, I've had enough. If you make fun of your father and refuse to obey your mother, the birds of the valley will peck out your eyes and the vultures will eat them. There are three things that are too hard for me, really four I don't understand. The way an eagle flies in the sky, the way a snake slides over a rock, the way a ship sails on the sea, and the way a man and a woman fall in love. This is the way of a woman who takes part in adultery. She acts as if she had eaten and washed her face. She says, I haven't done anything wrong. There are three things that make the earth tremble, really four it cannot stand. A servant who becomes a king, a foolish person who has plenty to eat, a hated woman who gets married, and a maid who replaces her mistress. There are four things on earth that are small, but they are very wise. Ants are not very strong, but they store up food in the summer. Rock badgers are not very powerful, but they can live among the rocks. Locusts have no king, but they all go forward in formation. Lizards can be caught in the hand, but they are found even in kings' palaces. There are three things that strut proudly, really four that walk as if they were important. A lion, the proudest animal, which is strong and runs from nothing. A rooster, a male goat, and a king when his army is around him. If you have been foolish and proud, or if you have planned evil, shut your mouth. Just as stirring milk makes butter and twisting noses makes them bleed, so stirring up anger causes trouble. Isaiah chapter 5. Now I will sing for my friend a song about his vineyard. My friend had a vineyard on a hill with very rich soil. He dug and cleared the field of stones and planted the best grapevines there. He built a tower in the middle of it and cut out a wine press as well. He hoped good grapes would grow there, but only bad ones grew. My friend says, "You people living in Jerusalem and you people in Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more could I have done for my vineyard than I have already done? Although I expected good grapes to grow, why were there only bad ones? Now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove the hedge and it will be burned. I will break down the stone wall and it will be walked on. I will ruin my field. It will not be trimmed or hoed, and weeds and thorns will grow there. I will command the clouds not to rain on it. The vineyard belonging to the Lord All-Powerful is the nation of Israel. The garden that he loves is the people of Judah. He looked for justice, but there was only killing. He hoped for right living, but there were only cries of pain. How terrible it will be for you who add more houses to your houses and more fields to your fields until there is no room left for other people. Then you are left alone in the land. The Lord All-Powerful said this to me, the fine houses will be destroyed. The large and beautiful houses will be left empty. At that time, a 10-acre vineyard will make only 6 gallons of wine, and 10 bushels of seed will grow only half a bushel of grain. How terrible it will be for people who rise early in the morning to look for strong drink, who stay awake late at night becoming drunk with wine. At their parties they have lyres, harps, tambourines, flutes, and wine. They don't see what the Lord has done or notice the work of His hands. So my people will be captured and taken away because they don't really know me. All the great people will die of hunger and the common people will die of thirst. So the place of the dead wants more and more people and it opens wide its mouth. Jerusalem's important people and common people will go down into it with their happy and noisy ones. So the common people and the great people will be brought down. Those who are proud will be humbled. The Lord All-Powerful will receive glory by judging fairly. The Holy God will show Himself holy by doing what is right. Then the sheep will go anywhere they want, and lambs will feed on the land that rich people once owned. How terrible it will be for those people. They pull their guilt and sins behind them as people pull wagons with ropes. They say, "Let God hurry. Let Him do His work soon so we may see it. Let the plan of the Holy One of Israel happen soon so that we will know what it is." How terrible it will be for people who call good things bad and bad things good, who think darkness is light and light is darkness, who think sour is sweet and sweet is sour. How terrible it will be for people who think they are wise and believe they are clever. How terrible it will be for people who are famous for drinking wine and are champions at mixing drinks. They take money to set the guilty free and don't allow good people to be judged fairly. They will be destroyed. Just as fire burns straw or dry grass, they will be destroyed like a plant whose roots rot and whose flower dies and blows away like dust. They have refused to obey the teachings of the Lord All-Powerful and have hated the message from the Holy God of Israel. So the Lord has become very angry with His people and He has raised His hand to punish them. Even the mountains are frightened. Dead bodies lie in the streets like garbage. But the Lord is still angry. His hand is still raised to strike down the people. He raises a banner for the nations far away. He whistles to call those people from the ends of the earth. Look, the enemy comes quickly. Not one of them becomes tired or falls down. Not one of them gets sleepy and falls asleep. Their weapons are close at hand, and their sandal straps are not broken. Their arrows are sharp, and all of their bows are ready to shoot. The horses' hoofs are hard as rocks, and their chariot wheels move like a whirlwind. Their shout is like the roar of a lion. It is loud, like a young lion. They growl as they grab their captives. There is no one to stop them from taking their captives away. On that day they will roar like the waves of the sea, and when people look at the land, they will see only darkness and pain. All light will become dark in this thick cloud. Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a very high throne. His long robe filled the temple. Heavenly creatures of fire stood above Him. Each creature had 6 wings. It used 2 wings to cover its face, 2 wings to cover its feet, and 2 wings for flying. Each creature was calling to the others, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord All-Powerful. His glory fills the whole earth." Their calling caused the frame around the door to shake as the temple filled with smoke. I said, "Oh no, I will be destroyed. I am not pure, and I live among people who are not pure." But I have seen the King, the Lord All-Powerful. One of the heavenly creatures used a pair of tongs to take a hot coal from the altar. Then he flew to me with a hot coal in his hand. The creature touched my mouth with the hot coal and said, "Look, your guilt is taken away because this hot coal has touched your lips. Your sin is taken away." Then I heard the Lord's voice saying, "Whom can I send? Who will go for us?" So I said, "Here I am. Send me." Then the Lord said, "Go and tell this to the people. You will listen and listen, but you will not understand. You will look and look, but you will not learn. Make the minds of these people dumb. Shut their ears. Cover their eyes. Otherwise, they might really understand what they see with their eyes and hear with their ears. They might really understand in their minds and come back to me and be healed." Then I asked, "Lord, how long should I do this?" He answered, "Until the cities are destroyed and the people are gone, until there are no people left in the houses, until the land is destroyed and left empty. The Lord will send the people far away, and the land will be left empty. 1/10 of the people will be left in the land, but it will be destroyed again. These people will be like an oak tree whose stump is left when the tree is chopped down. The people who remain will be like a stump that will sprout again.
Chapter 5.
Your own members are aware that there is sexual sin going on among them. This kind of sin is not even heard of among unbelievers. A man is actually married to his father's wife. You're being arrogant when you should have been more upset about this. If you'd been upset, the man who did this would have been removed from among you. Although I'm not physically present with you, I am with you in spirit. I've already judged the man who did this as though I were present with you. When you've gathered together, I am with you in spirit. Then in the name of our Lord Jesus and with his power, hand such a person over to Satan to destroy his corrupt nature so that his spiritual nature may be saved on the day of the Lord. It's not good for you to brag. Don't you know that a little yeast spreads through the whole batch of dough? Remove the old yeast of sin so that you may be a new batch of dough, since you don't actually have the yeast of sin. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. So we must not celebrate our festival with the old yeast of sin or with the yeast of vice and wickedness. Instead, we must celebrate it with a bread of purity and truth that has no yeast. In my letter to you, I told you not to associate with people who continue to commit sexual sins. I didn't tell you that you could not have any contact with unbelievers who commit sexual sins, are greedy, are dishonest, or worship false gods. If that were the case, you would have to leave this world. Now, what I meant was that you should not associate with people who call themselves brothers or sisters in the Christian faith, but live in sexual sin, are greedy, worship false gods, use abusive language, get drunk, or are dishonest. Don't eat with such people. After all, do I have any business judging those who are outside the Christian faith? Isn't it your business to judge those who are inside? God will judge those who are outside. Remove that wicked man from among you.